How are you gonna do this one?
Like this. It's April 19, and I'm wondering who has the best cream soda.
Me too.
A random noodle update.
From theramennoodle.com.
Again with me this evening in the Ramen Noodle headquarters, the international Ramen Noodle headquarters, is my house buddy, Mike.
Hey, how's Mike. It going?
It's going good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. We have a couple cream sodas. You went shopping.
I did.
And on a whim saw some vanilla cream soda that is natural brew handcrafted. How do you handcraft a soda? Because it's kind of hard to shape with your hands.
I know. I haven't really thought about that. It says handcrafted on it.
Handcrafted. And you said that somewhere on here it says something about with the quality that you expect from Smucker's. So I guess they put some jam and jellies in here as well.
Most likely.
But what we're going to do is we're going to have an ultimate showdown between this natural brew vanilla cream soda and my favorite A&W sparkling vanilla cream soda.
Yes.
Who does not currently sponsor this podcast yet.
Not yet.
Emphasis on the yet. Because soon, I'm going to put out a challenge to see if someone can get me in contact with someone at A&W, because I seriously want them as a sponsor because I love their stuff. But we're going to see how this cream soda compares to the other. So, you got your glass there?
I got it.
This cream soda comes in a nice brown bottle, and it says it's all natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found it in the organic section, if you could believe it.
Do you want ice in this?
No, actually, it's good. Okay. I don't want to water it down. Whoa, it's kind of clear. Who'd have thunk it?
There you go.
Thanks.
And some for me in my own glass. Yeah, this is totally clear. It reminds me of how the Jones cream soda looks.
Mm.
I wasn't too impressed with the Jones cream soda. It tasted very sugary, not very
like
vanilla-y.
Liquid cotton candy.
Yes. Although there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
So, here we go with the Natural Brew vanilla cream soda.
Okay.
It definitely tastes natural. You're right. It's not very carbonated tasting.
No.
It makes the normal bubbles in the glass.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of bubblies on the glass, but the actual liquid isn't very fizzy.
Yeah, I think my microphone might just barely pick up some of the carbonation.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Cool.
Sweet.
I mean, it's good.
It is good, yeah.
It has this, you know, I would describe this as tasting like vanilla ice cream, almost.
Let me try this again. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, like vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. So then that brings up a paradox. What if in like a float party, we made ice cream floats and put vanilla ice cream in this? Vanilla ice cream and vanilla ice cream tasting soda. I think the Large Hadron Collider would collapse.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah, it's good, but I'd say it's just not, like, you know, superior good.
I would say that it's better than the Jones, but this is a vanilla cream soda, and the other stuff's just cream soda.
Yeah, true. So that was someone who is not a sponsor, and someone who I will not ask to be a sponsor, Natural Brew. It is non-alcoholic. If I stumble
certainly doesn't
over,
sound like it.
If I start stumbling over my words, then people might think it is alcoholic.
Yeah.
So now we've had this, and I just spilled some on my Alienware computer.
Oh, no.
Who also doesn't sponsor this podcast. You know, I could go on and on about who doesn't sponsor this podcast.
You could. You could name everything.
Yes.
Except for yourself.
Correct. Sometimes
me,
I can't even afford. Yeah, true. You partially support it.
Yes. I feel so involved.
Now, comes the creme de la creme, whatever that means. Or maybe it's cremulin de la cremulin.
Cremulin? You mean like...
Or Romulan.
It almost
the Romulan like... de Romulan. This...
Is that kind of like Romulus?
Yes. This is A&W Sparkling Vanilla Cream Soda.
Oh, I saw it. I saw the light.
Daniel in the chat room says, you are tipping that bottle like you have done it once or twice before. Yes. I have experience with cream sodas. I don't drink alcoholic beverages, but sometimes the way I get on a sugar high, you'd think I was drunk.
Wow.
So here we go with an A&W Sparkling Vanilla Cream Soda in a can. I love that sound.
That was fantastic.
Don't you love that?
It was beautiful. My eyes are watering.
Vintage 2009. Gotta do this so the...
There you go. Here.
The thing I love about A&W Sparkling Vanilla Cream Soda... I mean, among many things. Yeah!
Sorry.
That's the reason why I need to raise money for a better microphone for my co-host. See, I'm on this great Heil PR40 from Cliff Ravenscraft of GSPN.TV, and Mike is on a cheapy little microphone from musiciansfriend.com. So I need more equipment. And the reason I make that point is because he just bumped his mic and it made that loud bang sound. But yeah. I can... bump mine.
That's amazing.
Not a sound.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my glass.
Yeah, don't waste it.
Yes. Every last drop. To your health. Now, this stuff actually looks like it's an alcoholic beverage.
It does.
A&W Sparkling Vanilla Cream Soda, or A&W... SVCS for short, which is harder to say than it is to say.
There we go.
Vintage 2009. That is good stuff. I don't know. It always comes back to A&W Sparkling Vanilla Cream Soda being the best.
I would have to agree. I've never had vanilla cream soda this good.
And A&W, if you're out there listening, just think, you could be getting all of this advertising, but I have to tell people not to buy your product right now because you're not a sponsor yet.
That's so sad.
But I think we'll record a little promo, a challenge. That is good stuff. It's got the right balance of vanilla, right balance of sweetness,
right?
Plenty of carbonation,
too. Right, definitely.
And when you pour it out, it gets a nice little head of foam on the top. And what was the other aspect of it that I thought was really good?
You know, this is bolder. It's more stout than the other one, you know?
Stout.
Yeah.
I'm not Irish. I don't know what stout means.
Okay.
You don't either.
It just has a certain richness to it.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Someday, we're going up to, or I will go up to, a local grocery store where they sell a whole bunch of international foods and such. It's called Jungle Gems.
Oh, yes.
And I was up there not too long ago and noticed they have dozens of cream sodas and vanilla cream sodas from around the world.
Oh, sounds great.
Someday I want to go up there, just buy one of every kind of cream soda they have, bring it back, and compare them all. I think A&W Sparkling Vanilla Cream Soda will reign triumphant over the others. You know what? I think right now I need to lay down the gauntlet and put out a challenge out there. to all of you, my podcast listeners and subscribers and friends and those who are forced against your will to listen to this podcast, I lay out this challenge. The challenge is one of you or many of you find someone at A&W. I need anyone that works for A&W. It could be the president. It could be the janitor. I need a contact within the company of A&W so that I can go straight to the top and try and get a sponsorship from A&W. Wouldn't it be so cool to hear me be able to say in the podcast, this podcast is sponsored by A&W Sparkling Vanilla Cream Soda, the absolute best cream soda on the planet. Podcast listeners, you have this promise from me. If I get a sponsorship from A&W, I will not talk about them for 5 minutes on an 8-minute podcast like someone else does. See, there's some other podcasts I listen to that the ads sometimes seem longer than the content themselves.
That's terrible.
And A&W, if I get you as a sponsorship, I might even make a special song about you.
Oh,
wouldn't that be sweet?
That would be fantastic.
So, I'm putting out the challenge. In fact, I think I need to make a reward.
You should do that.
The reward for whoever can put me in contact with the appropriate... This time, to get the reward, it has to be the right person at A&W.
Okay.
So, the reward will be... What should it be?
I have no idea.
We could
have them over for a podcast?
No idea. I'm not flying someone over from Hawaii to come out here. I think we could do something like several boxes of ramen noodles.
That's a reward. Great.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Chicken, beef, your choice of flavor. Let's say 4-5 boxes of ramen noodles. Not just single packages, but we're talking boxes of ramen noodles.
Ooh.
5 of your favorite flavors. As a reward, if you can put me in contact with someone at A&W that I can talk to about getting a sponsorship for this podcast, the challenge is out. Let's see if they can stand up to the challenge. I've thrown down the gauntlet and...
There's always editing.
I don't know how that... I've put the challenge out there for you, A&W, and for you, my listeners, to get me in contact with A&W. Just think, your future is on the line.